This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Zealand is ringing in the new year at this hour. CBS's Jarrett Hill is in New York City, where security will be tight for the ball drop in Times Square tonight.
NYPD says they've calibrated, actually, tonight's security preps with events happening overseas, namely that deadly Christmas market attack in Germany. So we're going to see sanitation trucks, sand trucks, all out here on the road to try and stop anyone from using a vehicle to ram into the crowd. The NYPD tells us that there isn't any specific credible threat this year to the celebration here in Times Square.
It will be raining in Times Square tonight, but it'll be warmer than usual. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says much of the country will ring in 2025 on a rainy note.
Some cities for you, 50 and rainy here in New York City, 69 in Orlando. So that's the mild there. Maybe some snow in Detroit. Shouldn't amount to a whole lot there. In the central part of the country, you're cooling down, but you're drier. So temperatures there will be more or less seasonable. And heading towards the west, still on the dry side, inner mountain west. Most of the snow is moving out, but you'll see some rain moving into Portland.
An Arctic blast is moving into the upper Midwest. President Biden has declared January 9th a national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Michael George has the latest on the funeral plans.
The start of memorial services for former President Jimmy Carter begins Saturday with a motorcade carrying his remains through his hometown of Plains, Georgia, stopping at his boyhood home. The former president will then lie and repose at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta. 1 week from today, the services move to Washington, D.C., where Carter will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Then a week from Thursday, funeral services will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. Carter will then be flown back to Georgia and laid to rest on his family's property.
Ford Motor Company says its X account was compromised.
Three posts popped up on Ford's X account Monday referencing Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza, including one that said Israel is a terrorist state. They were posted long enough that some users took screenshots and sent them to Ford. The automaker, in a statement to CBS News Detroit, says their account was briefly compromised and the posts were not authorized or posted by Ford. The company says it's investigating. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Preparations are underway for tomorrow's Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena, California. Marco Wentz is with the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, which is getting its float ready.
You're going to see bamboo that we have grown and raised from the San Diego Zoo on our float. Reminder, we're a botanical garden. Over 700,000 plants live in the San Diego Zoo.
The parade starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. Futures are higher, with S&P futures up 20 this hour, Dow futures up 110. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now officially Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki. Malicki was sworn in as the new Racine County executive yesterday at a ceremony at the Ives Groves office complex. Racine County District Attorney Tricia Hansen administered the oath. Malicki brings over three decades of community service experience to the position. Surrounded by family, local officials, and community leaders, Malicki expressed his honor in serving as county executive yesterday. An early morning structure fire at a Northside Racine home is under investigation. At around 3:30, fire and rescue were called to a home on 8th Avenue near Douglas and Shoreland. The report was for a fire in the basement. We're working on learning more. Flags will be flown at half staff for nearly a month to honor former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away at the age of 80. Governor Evers ordered the flags to be lowered starting yesterday. A national day of mourning is on the 9th. Garbage won't be picked up tomorrow. Check with your city, town, or village to find out when you can get rid of the wrapping paper in boxes. And on the 12th day of Christmas, a village in Kenosha County will light up some trees. The village of Pleasant Prairie will hold its 12th night holiday tree bonfire on Monday. It's billed as a festive event that transforms discarded Christmas trees into a community celebration. The free community event offers hot chocolate, cookies, and a holiday tree bonfire starting at 5:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers dealing with injuries. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed their loss to the Vikings and had injured players check in. Backup safety Zane Anderson going through the concussion protocol. Rookie safety Evan Williams with a quad injury. Jair Alexander has been trying to return after suffering a torn PCL in his right knee in October. Will he be back in time for the playoffs? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Is there a...
like a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
The Packers will host the Bears this Sunday at noon. Green Bay will likely end up the 6th or 7th seed and face the Eagles, the Rams, or maybe the Buccaneers on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered off and on light rain showers at times. Our high in the upper 30s with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, that rain could change to a few flurries. Our low down to 25 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and colder with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I think you should buckle your seatbelt, but I feel bad for the people in the back seat. They always seem like they're less important than people in the front. You ever watch like four people get in the car? People in the back just sitting there. No. People in the front are like buckling up like they're going out of the atmosphere. You know, click, 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 click. People in the back going, hey, what's going on up there? It don't matter, you're in the back. Your belts are squished down in those seats anyway. You'll never find them. Hey, wait a second. Don't start the car. They're trying to pull them out. Give me a rope or something. I hate when you're driving and you pick up a friend and they get in and they don't buckle their seatbelt up like right away, but they will like 10 minutes into the drive after you have some goofy turn. Without saying to you, they'll just, you know, pull that belt down. And you got a problem all of a sudden? So what I do, as they're looking down, I go, ah!
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Here you go, Johnny Rivers, Memphis. Ever go to Memphis? It's a nice place. Been there. It's 6:09 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Cloudy chance of rain and snow with a high near 39 today. It's not going to be any accumulation. That one is 39 degrees. Tonight, New Year's Eve, a slight chance of rain and snow with a low near 26. And New Year's Day, sunny with a high near 30. For you people jumping into Lake Michigan tomorrow at 12 noon, they do that polar bear thing. Looks like nice weather for it. I remember one year it was like 8 degrees outside. They weren't letting people in there. They had an ice berm they couldn't break up, and they didn't want people climbing over it and then getting out of the water, not being able to jump over the ice berm. But 30 degrees, it should be nice for jumping in Lake Michigan. 6:10 now. Tony Orlando and Dawn, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's time to knock three times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Ceiling
if you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
if the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
That's Dawn, knock three times. You ever hear the story about Tony Orlando? He had a nervous breakdown once. And they put him in some kind of institution, and his job, now this was after he was a big superstar, had all the hit songs and everything, Tie Yellow Ribbon, all that stuff. They put him in an institution. His job was to clean the toilet bowls every day. And he was there for a while till he got better, but still, this guy had his own TV show. He was all over Vegas, all over the country, performing hit records. And there he was in an institution cleaning toilet bowls. Wow. But he said he had a nervous breakdown. And I guess it happened. 6:13, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Ah, the Supremes. I like the Vanilla Fudge version of this song, too. And also the Kim Wilde version.
Bye. can do about it.
Same for the break there. Vanilla Fudge did a version of that song, real rock version in the 1966. And then you had the Kim Wilde, you know, current version, disco version, whatever it was. You keep me hanging on. Good morning, WRJN local news, timeless hits. And here's something to toss on your resume that might help you get hired in 2025. A hot new job skill to have, knowing how to use ChatGPT. The website resumebuilder.com polled 1,000 bosses and found it's the new in-demand skill companies are looking for. The good news is ChatGPT launched, what, about a year or so ago? And no one really has a ton of experience on it yet, so they recommend to start playing around with the free version online if you haven't done so already and watch a few videos on how it works, and that will be a plus on your resume in 2025. My son knows how to use it. He uses it all the time, ChatGPT, but I don't think he's used it to apply for a new job. It's 617 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
No two people learn the exact same way. So
So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 6:23 on a New Year's Eve morning. Is it going to struggle with road rage in 2025, are you? All right, I'm going to fix your road rage problem right now. Get a Little Tree air freshener. A study found that the scent of peppermint can reduce aggressive driving behaviors, so road rage may be relieved just simply by breathing in the peppermint from that Little Tree air freshener. So I think every car in America should have that little peppermint tree, and we'll get rid of road rage. See how that works? I love it. Hey, coming up, Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, a little after 7.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said,
Sherelle's Mama Said is 626 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Cloudy, chance of rain and snow today with a high near 39. Slight chance of rain and snow tonight, New Year's Eve. Lows around 26. Careful driving out there. New Year's Day, beautiful day. Sunny to kick off the new year with a high near 30. Right now, it's cloudy and 40 at Radio Park. 40. Nice out there. Well, this guy was about to become a dad, and he asked Reddit for advice when his wife wanted to name their son Charles after their late brother. The problem is their last name is Manson, so the kid's name would be Charles Manson. Now, she didn't think it was a big deal, but he did, so he posted it on Reddit. She read the comments and reconsidered, so they are not naming their son Charles Manson anymore. Could you imagine that? They have to go through life with the name Charles Manson. Aretha, gonna think. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Let's go way on the way back when. I didn't even know you, you couldn't have been too much more than 10.
Think. Local news, Tamless, it's WRJN. It's 629. Funny how things work out. This couple from Wisconsin won over $18,000 in a 50-50 raffle at a Milwaukee Brewers game. This happened last year sometime. They used it to pay for fertility treatments, and they just had their first baby. Their son Foster was born. They took him to a Brewers game this past baseball season. It's funny. The money they won at the Brewers game enabled them to have a son, and that son just went to the Brewers game. It's funny how things work out, isn't it? It's 6:30. Coming up in just a moment here on the other side of the news, we're going to play a song. I played basketball with the lead singer of this group. Who is it? Well, you'll find out after the news, all right? First of all, 6:30, let's see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now officially Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki. Malicki was sworn in as the new Racine County Executive yesterday at a ceremony at the Ives Groves office complex. Racine County District Attorney Tricia Hansen administered the oath. Malicki brings over 3 decades of community service experience to the position. Surrounded by family, local officials, and community leaders, Malicki expressed his honor in serving as county executive yesterday. An early morning structure fire at a Northside Racine home is under investigation. At around 3:30, fire and rescue were called to a home on 8th Avenue near Douglas and Shoreland. The report was for a fire in the basement. We're working on learning more. Flags will be flown at half-staff for nearly a month to honor former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away at the age of 80. Governor Evers ordered the flags to be lowered starting yesterday. A national day of mourning is on the 9th. Garbage won't be picked up tomorrow. Check with your city, town, or village to find out when you can get rid of the wrapping paper in boxes. And on the 12th day of Christmas, a village in Kenosha County will light up some trees.
The Village of Pleasant Prairie will hold its 12th night holiday tree bonfire on Monday. It's billed as a festive event that transforms discarded Christmas trees into a community celebration. The free community event offers hot chocolate, cookies, and a holiday tree bonfire starting at 5:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Happy New Year's Eve. Today is often a day for reflection. And as we round out the year, we recap 2024 with Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
Gene Schrieffer leads Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. He reflects on how the FSA office has been able to adapt to some of the challenges since he started with the office about 4 years ago.
We were in the midst, turned out to be the tail end of COVID, doing a lot more remote work. And thinking back to those times and before then, it wasn't until we had our backs against the wall that we were forced to change, to learn different ways of delivering farm programs. You know, and I remember USDA, FSA offices, NRCS offices were closed. It was remote. We had to do things by phone. Thinking about all the times I had to come into the office to fill out my crop reporting, fill out this form, complete this survey, whatever. It's like, oh, how are we going to do that? And we figured it out, or they figured it out. I hope we continue with that momentum.
Gene Schrieffer is the director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. The state's show pig industry continues to grow, and it's drawing families from not only farms or hobby farms, but also urban areas. And as the demand for show pigs rises, Wisconsin breeders are stepping up to meet it. The swine team with the Division of Extension is hosting the Show Pig Symposium. This will be on January 11th at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. The event is open to everyone, from first-time pig owners to experienced breeders. Attendees are asked to register by January 3rd. You can do that at WPPA.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Happy New Year's Eve.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered off and on light rain showers at times. Our high in the upper 30s with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, that rain could change to a few flurries. Our low down to 25 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and colder with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Whenever I visit another city, I always act like I'm from there so the cab driver doesn't rip me off. I'm always like, hey, it's good to be back home. Back here where I grew up. Yeah, here in Tokyo. Everything looks familiar because I grew up here. Oh, where do I need to go? Driver, I need to go to my old stomping grounds. That would be the Holiday Inn. And the address appears to be the pound sign. So, step on it.
Seems like a thousand years.
Benny King and the Drifters. Oh, the Drifters, a legendary group from the 60s. Benny King, lead singer of the Drifters. And here's my Benny King story. Back in the mid-60s, my brother's band used to back up all these groups. They were vocal groups, so they hired his band to do the music for him. And my brother read music, so it was easy. You know, these groups would show up at 3 in the afternoon, hand him the sheet music, and they would play. And he did some of the biggest groups of the 60s, Little Anthony, the Imperials, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, Ruby and the Romantics, the Shangri-Las, and Benny King and the Drifters. So Benny King was performing upstate in Fallsburg, New York. I think it was Fallsburg, New York. I'm trying to remember the name of the place. At a little place up there. It was a resort. And he came in at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, got out of his van with his group, and said to my brother's band, who was standing there, and he said, let's get together with some basketball. Loosen up a little bit. How about that? Because they had a basketball court there at the resort. And they were picking teams, and Benny King looked at me and said, hey, what's your name? I said, Don. He said, you're on my side. And I played basketball with Benny King. I was like 13 or 14 years old. But wow! I went back and told everyone, I played basketball with Benny King. I was on his team. And so, yeah, that's one of my favorite stories to tell, yeah. There you go, Beach Boys, Surfing USA, local news and timeless hits, 641 at WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day today, chance of rain or snow, highs near 39, a slight chance of rain and snow tonight, slight chance on New Year's Eve, lows around 26. New Year's Day, a nice day to jump into Lake Michigan with the polar bears at North Beach. Sunny with a high near 30 tomorrow, right now cloudy and 40 right here at Radio Park. You want to make people think you're smart? You don't have to be smart. Just have to make them think you're smart. Here's what you do. Smile. Researchers had people guess the IQ of strangers based on facial features and found we're more likely to think someone's dumb when they're frowning and more likely to think they're smart when they have a smile on their face. And we're not talking about some creepy smile. It's got to be a genuine, you know, cute smile, you know. Not something you see from a horror movie. It's 642, local news and timeless hits. With the Bee Gees, I've got to get a message to you.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But
20 years after that song, the Bee Gees would change music forever with the disco music from Saturday Night Fever. Boy, did they change the world, huh? It's 6:45, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thank you for joining me here. I'm Don Rosen. It is New Year's Eve morning. What a nice morning out there, too, so far. Anyway, so the price of eggs is shot up. You know, take a look at eggs, $8 for like a dozen or so eggs. Yeah. So Potatoes USA is taking advantage of the soaring egg prices, suggesting you paint potatoes instead of eggs this Easter. Some people are actually jumping on the bandwagon there. A dozen potatoes might not even be cheaper than a carton of eggs, especially the smooth gold potatoes that are best for color and designs. But painting potatoes for Easter, it kind of doesn't fit, does it? It's, let's see, what do we have here? Oh, 6:45. Hey, coming up, we've got Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. Got a whole bunch of topics to talk about with Beth. That's coming up right here.
On board, we gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song. When I want, don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar. You make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. Our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking rules and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night. Set the world.
In retirement now, but in his heyday. Wow. Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie. It's 6:48, local news, timeless hits, and a cloudy day today with a chance of rain or snow. Highs near 39. Right now, cloudy and 40 degrees at Radio Park here at WRJN. You know, everyone expects you to respond to emails and text messages immediately. You ever wish you can go a few days without that pressure? Someone asked 5,000 Americans all about that. The question was, do you ever wish you can spend a few days off the grid without people expecting you to call them back, reply to text, or respond to social media? Turns out, most of us do crave that feeling of being fully unplugged. 57% said, yeah, I want to be unplugged. Just 20% want to be plugged in. I think just, you know, I would love to spend a week totally unplugged. Even when I go on vacation, leave your cell phone at home. Yeah. All the years of my life, I got away without a cell phone. Now, all of a sudden, I can't live without it, huh? It's 6:49 with Manfred Mann.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Do, diddy-dum, diddy-do. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet.
fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
News, Tamla's hits at WRJN on this New Year's Eve morning. Hey, afraid of breaking down on a road trip? Oh, that's my biggest fear. The car's going to break down. I'll be in the middle of nowhere America. Well, Ford got a patent for a flying drone that could come and jumpstart your car if your battery dies. That's pretty good. It's that kind of a future AAA. Wouldn't you think so? But what if it's something more? Can the drone fix your engine for you? All right, 6:52, we're talking the zoo. We got a whole bunch of big things happening at the Racine Zoo. And Beth Heidorn, executive director, is going to be here after 7 o'clock to talk about it. But right now, along comes Mary Association.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing for some crystals falsely. And then along comes Mary. And thus she was.
Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the
Association. Here's a little fun fact for you. During America Online's peak in the 1990s, half of the CDs produced in the world were those free trial discs from AOL. Remember those?
We've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
In the Blue Notes, if you don't know me by now, 658 at WRJN. Question for you. If you found your partner's secret diary, would you read it? According to a survey, 63% of people said no, they would not. 20% would. The rest, they're thinking about it. Would I read my... of course I wouldn't do that. First of all, I don't want to find anything else about me in there. Or maybe there's something in there I don't want to know. I wouldn't read it anyway, no. Paul Revere and the Raiders, 658, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Don't it seem like it's just keep getting harder to find?
Mark Lindsay is his name. It was a Paul Revere, but his name is Mark Lindsay.